streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's Tuesday. We got ourselves a lead story live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. 1 hour from now, post-free agency Herd hierarchy, top 10 teams in the league. Before the draft and after free agency, Joy Taylor is joining me. Joy, we have ourselves what they call a line in the sand. You see this in American business all the time. Somebody, a big, powerful person, says enough is enough. I'm tired of taking all the hits. It's a big one.
Well, after this season, had to expect just a little more sprinkle of drama before we get out of the regular season with the Lakers.
Yeah, here we go. So in Los Angeles, we are a city of stars, as you know. Movie stars and TV stars and athletic stars and tech stars and political stars. A lot of them. In sports, there is nobody close to as popular as Magic Johnson. Nobody's close. No Laker ever. Certainly no Ram. No Dodger. I've been in Staples Center when Magic Johnson, all these years later, just comes through the tunnel. The entire crowd stands. No, I'm not joking. The entire crowd stands to get a look at Magic Johnson. He is absolutely beloved, and there's nobody who has more impact in this city ever. Maybe it's Jordan in Chicago, Jeter in New York, but in Los Angeles, Magic talks and is critical, and he's rarely critical. Magic's a nice guy. Magic says nice things. Magic elevates others. But Magic Johnson went on Get Up, Mike Greenberg, Get Up yesterday, ESPN, and delivered this blow about LeBron, the general manager.
The blame that he's got to take is the fact that DeRozan ended up in Chicago and not with the Lakers. DeRozan wanted to play for the Lakers. And when I got the call from his agent, I called the Lakers said, hey, he wants to come home. And DeRozan could have been a Laker instead of a Bull. We could have made that deal. But when Russell and LeBron and them start talking, that's when they nixed that deal. And Westbrook, he became a Laker instead of DeRozan.
By the way, DeRozan's averaging 28 a game, a career high. He's an all-star, and he has acknowledged earlier Lakers did him dirty. Mm-hmm. By the way, Magic's known this for a long time. Why did Magic now decide to go public? Because he is close with Jeannie Buss, a very strong woman. And Jeannie Buss said, Magic, I'm done taking all the heat for this. I'm tired of getting ripped by the media. Do me a solid. And so Magic Johnson went on ESPN. He got the go-ahead from Jeannie Buss. I'd like to thank Magic. I'd like to thank Jeannie Buss. And I'd like to thank the Lakers. They're taking their franchise back. And I'm pro-LeBron. I know all his associates. I like them all. I'm pro-LeBron. But bro, this is L.A. This is not Akron. This is the Lakers, not the Cavs. You're old, not young. The Lakers are saying enough is enough. Jeannie Buss is saying, I've seen you dismantle four franchises, and we did it for you too. And I know you want to own a team. Michael Jordan does. And we're all for you owning a team, not ours. Not now. This is the ultimate line in the sand as a franchise. Enough is enough. Remember at the All-Star break, Rob Pelinka and Clutch Sports battle. Multiple sources. I'm reading it here. Clutch was not happy with Rob Pelinka because Clutch Sports, which represents LeBron, called Pelinka and said, trade Wall for Westbrook. Wall in a first-round pick. Westbrook in a first-round pick for Wall. And Clutch Sports, that's what they wanted. They said, the Westbrook deal, our client's getting crushed. Wall hates Houston. And Rob Pelinka said, no. No, we didn't want Westbrook. You guys wanted Westbrook. And you're going to have to live with this mess. We're not going to do a solid for LeBron. We did you solid. We wanted Buddy Hield. We wanted DeRozan. They wanted us. I mean, this is not, by the way, these are not rumors. It is understood in NBA circles. Buddy Hield and DeRozan were coming here instead of Westbrook. But LeBron, who has fallen into this too cool to care vibe this year, has distanced himself from this story. And Jeannie Buss said, enough. Okay, we're good partners. We're good partners. We appreciate the singular championship. But you and AD and Clutch Sports, we haven't won a single playoff series since you arrived in Los Angeles. That was a bubble. We didn't make any money for that. That was great for you. Wasn't great for us. Now I'm blaming you, but we're not giving you credit for it. It's a championship. We got banners and retired jerseys. We got Wilt upstairs. We got Kareem upstairs. We got Shaq upstairs. We're the Lakers. We're not the Cavs. So we know you want to own a team. Not going to be ours. And so this was needed. It was necessary. And I've said this before. Jeannie Buss needs to get on the phone, move Westbrook at the end of the year, try to move AD, and build around LeBron if he is willing to play with younger players. He's never wanted to do that. He could have had, you know, rookie Andrew Wiggins in Cleveland. He's like, give me Kevin Love. I don't want to play with kids. I don't want to teach him the game of basketball. And in his prime, he had every right to do that. But LeBron got called out. And when Magic talks, people listen. And Magic's known this is true for a year. Why is he delivering it now? Because Jeannie Buss said, enough is enough. We're taking our franchise back. How LeBron reacts to this is going to be fascinating. But it should be noted, Magic is significantly more popular than any athlete in this town and 1,000 times more popular than LeBron in Los Angeles. All right. So I am jaded as a college basketball fan. So, and the reason being is, my first job out of college was in Las Vegas, and I covered Jerry Tarkanian and the Runnin' Rebels, arguably the greatest college basketball team of all time. And college basketball was different in the 80s and 90s. You could be Tim Duncan, Patrick Ewing. You'd come back for like your senior year. Now it's a very transactional sport. There are no great teams anymore. You'll have individual great players, but there are no more great teams. College basketball was so good in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. It was so good in the 80s. There was once a team in Houston called the Cougars, Phi Slamma Jamma. You can look them up on YouTube. They had Akeem Olajuwon at center, Hall of Famer, Clyde Drexler at guard, Hall of Famer, Larry Michoud, Michael Young, look up Rob Williams. They couldn't win a championship. There was a St. John's team that had Mark Jackson, Chris Mullen, Walter Berry, Bill Winnington, Louis Carnesecca as a coach. They couldn't win one either. There were Georgetown teams with multiple NBA players knocked off by Villanova, who had multiple NBA players. So as I watched Kansas win last night, I thought, this is not one of the top Kansas teams of all time. And I know nobody wants to hear that. I congratulate them. Bill Self is a great coach. They had more depth than Carolina, and they stayed healthier. But a couple years ago, the Raptors beat the Warriors in the finals, and I said, congratulations, you were healthier. I don't think you were better. I'm not sure, really, Kansas is better than Carolina, but they wear the crown, and they earned it. But I saw them get blown out at home by Kentucky, struggle with Miami, get blown out in the first half against Carolina, and then two of Carolina's guys got hurt. It's not a knock, but I'm jaded watching college basketball. I enjoyed the heck out of the last 3 weeks. There are no more great teams. I've talked to coaches privately about this. There are great players. Good God, folks. Kansas had Wilt. A couple years ago, they had Joel Embiid and Andrew Wiggins. The Danny Manning team's one of the best ever. But if you have a great coach, you stay healthy, have better depth than who you play in the tournament, and a couple of NBA guys, that's good enough to win today. It's not a knock on Kansas. But when I watch college basketball today, in my formative broadcasting years, I watched it when the sport was absolutely at its peak. When stars like Christian Laettner, you know, Duncan Ewing, they came back like juniors, seniors. That's not the sport. It's highly transactional. I enjoyed the heck out of the last 3 weeks. And Kansas is a top three or four brand in the sport, and they deserve to be called champions today. They earned it. But my takeaway is I was watching two good teams. One fell apart physically. The other did not. And you get credit for that, Raptors and Kansas. It's not a shot. They deserve praise. But they've had Wilt and Embiid, Paul Pierce. And I don't think their prospects for the NBA are nearly as good as those players. But sometimes, we saw this a few years ago with the Buccaneers beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Were they better? Well, they were healthier. Were the Raptors better? They were healthier. Is Kansas better? They were healthier. And they wear the crown this morning. But I'll just tell you, sprained ankles are not good in basketball, and they got a couple of them, and I thought it changed the outcome of the game. And I'll get a lot of hate mail for that, but, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what I saw. Bill Self is great. But I'll tell you, Hubert Davis, you got to be a pretty good basketball program. They weren't sure if Hubert Davis was the right guy to hire. When you can hire a guy as basketball coach and you're not even sure he's the best candidate and he gets you to the championship game, Carolina's future, along with Kansas, is really, really bright. Okay. So to be derailed, you have to be on the rails first. I'm going to push back on Kevin Durant's assertion, blaming himself for Brooklyn, and Kevin Durant should not blame himself.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Welcome back. Good to have you in. By the way, I saw Kevin Durant was talking about the Brooklyn Nets, and Joy and I talked about this at the end of yesterday's show. Durant has lived up to his end of the bargain with Brooklyn. Kyrie is of another world half the time, and James Harden quit on the franchise, and Ben Simmons now won't play. So, and we don't know if Steve Nash can coach. He's a smart guy. I don't know if he can coach. I mean, I don't think he's Eric Spoelstra. I don't think he's Ty Lue. But, I mean, he's learning as a coach, right? So, Kevin Durant said yesterday it was his injury in mid-January that derailed the team. Well, how can you derail something that's never actually been on the tracks? Since KD and Kyrie have joined forces in Brooklyn, they have the 13th best record in the NBA. 13th. That's below the Lakers, who've been a hot mess for 2 years. That's below the Grizzlies and the Raptors. They've won 54% of their games. You know, Charlie Sheen was on the number one TV show in America. His career got derailed. Tiger Woods was the number one or number two golfer in the world. Then there was the incident in Florida. His career got derailed. The Colts, when Andrew Luck suddenly retired, they got derailed. Now they've had four quarterbacks in 4 years. I mean, they gave him an offensive line, finally, some weaponry, a defense, an offensive head coach. The Colts were derailed, and they've been scrambling since. The Nets have been hype and promises and weirdness and what-ifs. That's all they've ever been. They've been optimism. They haven't been good. They've won 54% of their games in the East. The only person that has lived up to the billing has been Kevin Durant. He's been great when he's healthy. And by the way, we all know Kevin at this point is not going to play 82 games. May give you 65. Best player in the world, often. Not the most valuable, but the best player in the world when he's on the floor and healthy. But the NBA media and the NBA reality of the Nets are two different things. They have won 54% of their games in a league where the bottom eight teams are unwatchable. They have not been derailed. They've never been on the tracks. They've never been going anywhere. They've had one really great series, which Kevin Durant almost single-handedly carried them over Milwaukee. Durant's never been the problem. So he can blame himself. Dude, Ben Simmons can't play. Kyrie couldn't play home games, and James Harden quit. Durant's not the issue. He's been the solution to all their weirdness and hype and promises and what-ifs. He's not the problem, but nothing's been derailed here. They are this minute what they've been since day one. Talented and disappointing. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, we've all been on Tiger watch to see if he will be playing in the Masters tournament. And this morning, Tiger spoke to the media following his practice round. He said, as of right now, I feel I am going to play. I'm going to play 9 holes tomorrow. My recovery has been good. I have been excited with how I recovered every day. He was asked if he thinks he can win, and his response was, I do. So the crowd for Tiger today was probably the largest ever for a player practice.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's this is a normal crowd for Tiger, but he is at the risk of sounding I won't do it then because I don't upset the religious amongst us, but he is quite the following. Like it's biblical to watch the crowds follow Tiger at these tournaments.
So we've gotten it's amazing his career. So he was the child prodigy.
Yes.
He was then for 10 to 12 years the greatest golfer the planet's ever seen. Then there was falling apart physically, wins the Masters, which to me is the most emotional golf event I've ever watched. My entire life. That was like...
It was a movie.
That was a movie. And now there's this stage, which is, okay, he gets in a near fatal car crash, and I don't think he can win. But I didn't think he could win the last time he won the Masters. I thought I was shocked by it. When you're shocked, say stuff out loud. The idea that he could, if he competes this weekend, and I mean like, does he go into Sunday somewhere around the leaderboard? I would be shocked. But I was shocked the last time he won the Masters.
Well, that's what greats do, is they rise above otherworldly circumstances.
And they also, Tiger would acknowledge, I can't play 12 tournaments this year. Doesn't mean I can't be great for a weekend.
Oh yeah, and I mean that's what he said. He doesn't know if he'll ever be full time on the tour again. He's won the Masters 5 times, obviously most recently in 2019, as you're speaking of. So he's currently listed on Masters Twitter as being a part of Group 14, teeing off at 10:30 a.m. Eastern on Thursday. So we will keep watching that throughout the day, but we will see Tiger at the Masters. So Giannis, Jokic, and Embiid are at the top of the list for NBA MVP this season. Embiid is the only one who hasn't won yet, and he has made it clear that he wants to win.
It's out of my control. If it happens, great. If it doesn't, I don't know what I had to do at this point. At this point, I feel like, they hate me. So, and it's cool. And, that's always been kind of like my career in Philly. And I feel like in Philly, he always felt like, you always have to do more. Standard for, guys in Philly or for me is different than the standard than everybody else.
Who hates Embiid? I think everybody likes him. He's funny, isn't he?
I think when it comes to the MVP conversation, though, he sort of has a point. I think he's overall very well liked.
Yeah.
But the idea that he shouldn't be the MVP this season, I think is kind of embarrassing for the entire idea of the NBA MVP. You and I don't really love this award as much as it probably should be revered.
It's almost a story more than an award.
100%. It's all narrative. But then But then the narrative changes. So if you win 1 year and then you have a better statistical year the next year, well, then you have to win again. I mean, he won last year and he has better stats this year. So how can he not be the MVP again this year? Even if he's not necessarily the MVP. What is the MVP? That is my issue with the award. The criteria changes every single year. Yeah. 1 year, it's the best statistical season. Yeah. The next year, it's the best guy on the best team. The next year, it's the best story. What is it? And if that's the case, why wouldn't it be MVP? How is Jokic in the MVP conversation? Statistics? They're 5 seed.
Yeah. So, no, I think his ability to deal with the Ben Simmons nonsense.
Absolutely.
Also coupled with having to inherit Harden and make it work immediately.
But those are all narrative things. He's also had 11 40-point, 10-rebound games this season. There's only two ever players who have recorded more of those, Moses Malone and Russell Westbrook, who each had 12, and both of them were MVP the seasons that they did that.
Yeah, I've never been a big awards fan. Like, you can give the Heisman to whoever you want. I won't lose a second of sleep. I feel the same way. I felt LeBron was sort of a victim of LeBron, because I thought he was the most valuable guy in the league for about 12 straight years.
Agreed.
Michael Jordan doesn't have that many regular season MVPs. We all knew he was not only the most valuable player, he's the most valuable entity in the league for 20 years. He still sells more shoes now than LeBron and Steph.
It's voter fatigue. The criteria changes every single year. Joel Embiid should be the MVP this season. And I really don't get, like, now it's Giannis again. Like, Giannis is the third best odds. Embiid has the second best odds behind Jokic, which again, I'm like, how? If you're the MVP, how are you a 5 seed?
Well, that's fair. I was not outraged. It was an eye roll when we gave it to Westbrook based on a statistical anomaly. I thought that was ridiculous because he doesn't make players better.
I was fine with that because it was something that it was so historic. But then if the narrative can change every single year, then why wouldn't it be Embiid's year? I just feel like the voters have no standard for what it is. It's just what makes everybody feel good and what nobody wants to be outrageous. So Tom Brady unretiring led everyone to presume that Rob Gronkowski would be returning to the Bucks again next season, but Gronk isn't so sure. He told TMZ Sports, "I knew if I started catching some passes that my head would have started turning like, oh crap, I got to get back out on the field. And right now I'm not ready to get back out on the field. I'm not ready to commit to the game of football right now."
Yeah, well, he takes a lot more hits than Brady. I'd be much more reluctant if I was a tight end or a fullback or a guard than I would a quarterback. Quarterbacks get paid a lot and don't get hit as much.
And he's also retired once, so he knows the feeling of giving his body that type of rest. Gronk has nothing left to prove. I mean, he is a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best, if not the most dominant, to ever play that position. And he played 10 games last season, 6 touchdowns, 802 receiving yards. He said he's not going to catch passes from anyone other than Brady. So obviously we assumed that he was going to retire if Brady didn't come back this season. But I can also see Gronk just giving himself some space. There's no rush to make that decision. If he does come back, he doesn't have to be, the workhorse in the situation either. So, but once you get that taste of the silk sheets and relaxing, it can be tough to sign up for those hits again.
Yeah. A joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Top of next hour, we're going to rate the top 10 teams in the league based on free agent moves. A team that is, I don't believe, as talented this morning as they were about 2 months ago is the Dallas Cowboys. 3 rings with the Cowboys. Daryl Moose Johnson, Fox Sports broadcaster and analyst as well, now joining us here in the Herd. 7 of his 11 years was in the playoffs. He's also the USFL's executive vice president of football operations. That's around the corner. You know, it's different. Whenever I talk to you, I always ask you, you live in Dallas, you can read the Dallas Morning News, you can hear talk radio, you hear the local sportscasters. So you live in the belly of that. So we're outsiders. So our takeaway has been bumpy offseason, lost a lot of really unique talents. Randy Gregory is a unique player, and Amari Cooper. How is it landing in Dallas today, this last 2 months?
I think the big thing is what's going on with the offensive line. That's the one that I've had my focus on, with Lyle Collins and Connor Williams leaving, Tyron Smith near the end of his career. So that's been the one positional group that I thought really needed some attention given to it, and they just haven't seemed to have been able to hit the way that they did 5-8 years ago when they were adding players to that position. So I think the starting five has always been one of the cornerstones for the Dallas Cowboy franchise when you talk about them having success. And I think that if anything for me going into this season is, how do they shore up that offensive line? How do they get back to being able to control the game through running the football?
You know, Jerry has always been, I think, more than patient in terms of coaches. I felt he's given coaches a year more. Barry Switzer maybe a year more. Chan Gailey. But I did think Jerry was annoyed at the end of last season. That clock management stuff gets coaches in trouble. It got Andy Reid in trouble in Philadelphia. It's just something we can all watch and play along with. And the Dak ran. And they didn't get the ball down. Did you ever think there was a moment that Mike McCarthy could have been in trouble?
No, I didn't. No, and the whole clock thing, for me, that's – you could tell how confident Coach McCarthy was. They had rehearsed that. They had practiced that. But you never practiced that exact scenario, right? You don't practice at 14 seconds Dak going downfield a little bit too much. Who's bringing that football in and spotting that football at your practice in that scenario? And how much more efficient was it done than – could possibly happen during the course of the game. And we saw that. You can practice something and do it over and over again and have that number in your head that we feel confident at 14 seconds. We were always 16. And if football is a game of inches, it's also a game of seconds when you get into clock management. So I thought at 14 it was a little bit close, but then you hear everything that they did to get ready for that. But you can never simulate what's happening in that game. The umpire was behind. He was late starting his movement down the field. He had trouble getting in and getting out. So you don't account for those things at practice. So that's just one of those unintended consequences that happens during the course of a game that costs you a playoff game. So at that point, do you make a coaching change? I don't think so, because he's done enough in his time in Dallas, you know, to earn a right for another year, I felt.
You know, Jim Irsay got very irritated with Carson Wentz. Wentz was not vaccinated, nor was Amari. And Jerry, to his credit, was very authentic. His disappointment. This is a team. I mean, you know, you went into games knowing you weren't going to touch the ball. You were going to block. You know, those Philadelphia games were, I mean, you had to prepare for those for weeks. The Amari thing, there's a Dak with Amari and without. He's a better quarterback with him. He's a tremendous tactician. That Vax thing, we don't talk about it now, but Jerry was publicly annoyed. Do you think it was a factor in moving off him?
Well, I thought that there was a potential, regardless of what his vaccination status was, just with, you know, the contract and the way everything was structured from a financial standpoint, in and out of the lineup a little bit, you're going to have to make a move. If you don't sign him, Michael Gallup is no longer in the picture. There's going to be other guys who are not in the picture. I think because of the contracts they sign, when you talk about Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, and then Dak Prescott, you had put yourself into a position where you were going to lose guys or have to make really, really hard decisions at some point down the road based on salary cap. And that's just kind of come back and bit them again. So there's probably a lot of things that factored into it. I think one of the things that it's going to be interesting to watch this year is I think Amari Cooper makes everybody in the wide receiver room better. Everybody you talk to talks about how good he is at route running, being able to see what's happening, playing that leverage off the defender, and being able to share that information and help the other guys. Is Michael Gallup as good as he is without having had the opportunity to spend time around Amari Cooper? I don't know. So I think that that's going to be the interesting thing to watch this year. I think Cedric Wilson is another under-the-radar loss in that wide receiver group that nobody's really talking about.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard on the outside. You know, Blake Jarwin never became the guy that they hoped he would be. So there were things going into seasons. I just want to see, you know, what happens on the outside in that skill set. Noah Brown is a guy that I really like. I was happy to see them bring him back. I think he's one of the guys that does the dirty work for him that never gets a lot of credit. But they've got to have somebody step up. Can Michael Gallup step up and be that number one guy on the outside and complement what they have on the other side?
You're, you know, vice president of USFL operations. If you ran the Cowboys draft, it's very good. It's a good draft for receivers. Seemingly, they're all good drafts for receivers now going forward. Pretty good O-line draft. Do you think that the Cowboys will go in a direction in the draft?
I would go O-line. I really would. I know it's not flashy, but you look what Indianapolis did with the Quentin Nelson trade or draft. You look at what they did. Let's just go back into the history of the Dallas Cowboys when it's potentially you're going to go after Johnny Manziel and you have Stephen Jones go up and say, no, we're staying true to our board, and you get Zach Martin. And look what Zach Martin did
Hall
for
of
you.
Fame player.
All those years. Exactly. So is guard a flashy sign on draft day? No, but if you get the right guy or you get that tackle, it's a huge thing for your franchise. What Tyron Smith has meant to that organization through his time is unbelievable. So when you hit on that offensive line position, which Dallas was doing back in the day on a regular basis. I mean, I remember the Travis Frederick draft day when everybody's like, oh my God, you took a center at 30 who is projected to be a late second, potentially early third. What if you don't get to that? What if you don't get to that pick? What if everything changes and you're trading away draft picks? If that's the guy you want, then go get him. And he ends up being a 10-year all-pro center for him. I mean, that is huge in the center of your offensive line. So I think Dallas really kind of has to go offensive line, and I would be shocked if they didn't.
Yeah. People thought they should have years ago. They got CeeDee Lamb a couple years ago. Now he's hit, but there were people that said you're fine at receiver. I couldn't quibble with that one too much because CeeDee Lamb, he's been a good player.
Absolutely.
What do you make of the player mobility that we have seen? Now, as a sportscaster, March used to be a dead month. They got the tournament and nothing else. I mean, Joy and I the other day were like, is March the new October? I mean, with all these quarterbacks moving, what do you make of it?
You know, when you think back, there was movement with big players, you know, back in the day, but just not so frequently. I mean, Emmitt Smith finishes his career in Arizona.
Right.
Joe Montana didn't finish as a 49er. There was movement with high-profile players and Hall of Fame players back in the day, but just not as frequent. And that's the one that I think is surprising to everybody today is, are you not able to find a way to make it work under the salary cap? You know, is it time to move on? Are you trying to be proactive? I always felt that Andy Reid and Bill Belichick were really, really good at understanding when it was time to move off a player, that he was at the end of his career and he didn't want to overpay.
Yeah.
Are we seeing some of those decisions today with marquee players, franchise-type players? But it's been unbelievable. And then we're always off, right? You know, I had Russell Wilson going to so many places, but Denver was not one of them. I mean, I thought we had Aaron Rodgers dialed in there. But I think that's the other thing is sometimes they come out of left field on us, and maybe that surprises us a little bit more.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's become, and this could be recency bias, my mistake, Daryl, that it used to be, like the NBA has always been, you go into a season, there's like eight teams that have no chance to compete. Same in baseball. A's, Mariners, they don't have the money, the Pirates. But the NFL was always like, I think it was one or two. But everybody can beat everybody. But as the league has become more quarterback-centric, the rules, the middle of the field now when you played, that was the defenses.
Yeah.
Like outside of Michael Irvin, most receivers didn't want to go over the middle. Now you can't hit them. So the offense now owns the middle of the field and the sidelines. Here's what I worry about the NFL. They're so quarterback driven. We were saying this a couple weeks ago. There's like nine teams that I'm like, it's not good enough to, you can't compete. That's NBA territory. I always thought optimism and hope were really essential to the NFL. Everybody felt, I mean, even Jets fans could be delusional, but we got people. We can. Do you see the NFL going to a place where, because of the rules and what is not permitted defensively, you can eliminate half this league if they're not elite at quarterback?
Yeah, I think the quarterback-driven league has become more and more true over the last 5 to 8 years. And I think that was everybody's concern as we went into expansion. Do we have enough potential quarterbacks to field 32 teams and be at that level and create parity? Because that's what free agency was all about. It was getting parity. So you could go into a season and the fan base could be excited because look at everything we did in free agency.
That's right.
And if you don't have that quarterback to go along with all the additions, it's really hard. And I think we're trending that way, but I think this has been a concern that the NFL has had for a long time. And it's one of the reasons I think what we're doing in the USFL is desperately needed, because we're able to take some quarterbacks and get them back into game situations and start to have them learn from our coaching staffs about how to play during the game. A lot of these guys came in as mid-round draft picks, kind of get caught up in the numbers game, lost in the shuffle, and they don't have any game tape. But they're still really good quarterbacks.
Yes.
So it's an opportunity for us to bring in some of the key positions at quarterback, at offensive line. Because of the restrictions on time in college, the restriction in time at the NFL, they're not getting the work they need to work on their craft. We're going to be able to provide that in the USFL. So I think that the quarterback position is something that hopefully will benefit from what we're trying to do with our league in the USFL.
Half the NFL is undrafted. So I talked to Shanks and all these guys upstairs. I have been a huge proponent of spring football, but we had a COVID, knocked it out, and then it wasn't as well capitalized a couple times ago. What is the goal of the USFL? Is, if I said to you as kind of direct VP of operations, what's the goal in year one?
The goal in year one is to get to year two, because the other ones haven't gotten there. And we've got great partners with NBC helping us with our distribution of the product along with Fox. We've got great backing from Fox as kind of the parent of the USFL. So I think some of the things that you talked about where the other two didn't have success. Now, the pandemic, obviously, outside of everybody's control, but yeah, there were some finances there that impacted that as well. So, you know, we have that covered. Now it's up to us to put that product back out on the field that fans want to gravitate and watch on television. It, for me, it's always been about, you know, the why for these players. And I've told our coaches, we've got 8 great head coaches, and I've always told them, you're going to be blown away by these guys because you will think you want to give them a rest, and you will not be able to get them off the field. They know what the NFL scouts are saying about them and right, what they need to do to get back to the NFL, and they're going to do everything they possibly can. And then we also have those guys, the NFL's not in their future, but they love the game of football, right, and they just want to keep playing it. Yeah. So it's really for us, it's, what is your why? How do we help you achieve that? And that's one of the big areas for me. So number one is getting to year two and finally getting one of these spring leagues up and running in a way where it's sustainable. And I have all the confidence in the world that we're going to do that. And then it really becomes player-centric for me, you know, just helping these guys fulfill their dreams, whatever that is. If it's getting back to the NFL, let's do everything we possibly can. We're going to give you the assets and the strength and conditioning room with our head coaches and our coaching staffs. If it's just for you to continue to play this fantastic game, you know, come on, let's help you get that one done too.
April 16th, couple of weeks away, New Jersey Generals at Birmingham Stallions, 7:30 Eastern on Fox. Darryl Moose Johnson, great seeing you again.
Great to see you, especially in person.
He has aged better than any fullback in league history. You look fantastic.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Welcome back. One of the things you have to be careful about, very rarely, very infrequently, but it happens occasionally, the employee has leverage over the company. Aaron Rodgers had it over the Packers, and he used it. He humiliated them. He's now the highest paid player easily in the league. He won. And they're not signing any new receivers. Good luck, Aaron. We're going to be here longer than you. LeBron in his career has had great leverage, and he should. He is arguably the best basketball player ever. He makes everybody better. He is first, second, or third best player I've ever seen. Best players I've ever seen are Magic, LeBron, and Michael Jordan. And he used his leverage. I don't have a problem with it. The downside to having power and leverage and using it is people don't forget. Okay? And so with this Laker team, LeBron has had leverage. They were, let's be fair here, the Lakers were a mess when LeBron arrived. So I've already had LeBron's people reach out to me this morning after my opening rant. They're not really happy. And in fairness, he came here and they were a mess. And he saved them. Listen, you know what I've said about the Lakers. They got too many friends of the Lakers. They're on their broadcast. They're in their front office. That's not the way you do it. You need outside voices. So LeBron deserves credit. They were a mess. I mean, those last few Kobe years were, it was Kobe and nonsense. And LeBron came in and said, I'll get you to the promised land. I'll win you a title. He deserves credit for that. But he had power to make that Westbrook thing happen. That's why you got to be very careful as a player. Aaron Rodgers had leverage. Get me Randall Cobb. That's probably why they can't afford DK Metcalf this morning, right? They'd have a little extra cash. So you have to be careful. When you are Aaron Rodgers, or you are Russell Wilson, or you're LeBron James, and you are transformational talent, you're going to have leverage. I mean, the NFL right now, these quarterbacks have more power than they've ever had. They're like NBA stars or international soccer stars. They're Messi. They're Ronaldo. They're LeBron. Denver had to have a quarterback. Otherwise, this GM's going to get fired in 2 years. You just can't win when you're a C-plus at quarterback. We've always known the NBA player has had star. So This is not like LeBron entered a brilliantly run franchise that was on the top of the world and he was just the icing on the cake. It was a mess. And he kind of saved it. He was a little bit of a life preserver. But now it's gone south. And LeBron's done this I'm too cool to care thing for the last like 6 months. And it's obvious. And it's like a turnoff. And that's why Magic Johnson came out. And Magic came out because Jeannie wanted Magic Johnson, her friend, to say, enough is enough. We're taking a lot of arrows here, and we're done with it. This was Magic on ESPN yesterday.
The blame that he's got to take is the fact that DeRozan ended up in Chicago and not with the Lakers. DeRozan wanted to play for the Lakers. And when I got the call from his agent, I called the Lakers, said, hey, he wants to come home. And DeRozan could have been a Laker instead of a Bull. We could have made that deal. But when Russell and LeBron and them start talking, that's when they nixed that deal. And Westbrook, he became a Laker instead of DeRozan.
That's Magic Johnson, and his weight carries a his voice carries massive weight in this town. He's also very close with Jeannie Buss. They're really, really close. So, listen, Magic at one point in his career complained, and they fired his coach and got him a new coach. And Kobe at one point, because I'm going to go to Chicago, and they got him Paul Gasol. So, you know, I mean, LeBron's not the first Laker to complain. I mean, this happened multiple. Magic did on coaching. Kobe did on players. But the difference is we knew that. It's been well chronicled. Magic wanted a new coach. He got one. Kobe wanted new players. He got one. I think LeBron sort of moved away from the Westbrook thing, and the Lakers are like, no. We're done with that. We're done with that. That was your call. Now, Clutch Sports and LeBron can say this is embellishment, and it is fair to say that LeBron entered a mess when he came to L.A. It was a mess. It had been a mess. They had the worst record in the NBA for the five previous years. They were a mess, and I still have questions about the front office. It's too star-driven. I mean, like, can we just get some draft picks and young guys? More Malik Monk, please. Anyway, hour two is coming up. Herd Hierarchy, post-free agency next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.